Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 23. This week I'm joined by David Reese.
Hello.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Cooney.
Pleasure as always.
And Joe McGrath, who's had a wacky week himself. He tried to sell his girlfriend at a car boot sale. What's that all about?
50p was too much.
Get out. Did I stop? This week we're talking about hobbies. Tom, you love cooking. If you catch my drift. Hey. Watching people have sex. What?
He's cooking.
Cooking, come on. Being a cook.
Oh, cooking. Yeah. Sorry.
Did you not get the script for the podcast?
I think it's an accent thing. But.
Yeah.
I thought you were making a Paul Cook reference.
Although he does do it.
Yeah. Famously.
How's your week been, Max?
Been all right.
Yeah. You said you're eating too much bread.
Too much bread. You buy bread, it's 55p. You think that's a good price. And you buy two loaves, you think that's a good amount of bread. You end up eating all of it in one day.
Are you saying you spend your bread on bread, mate?
That's so true.
You ever tried chia batter?
Yeah, no, garlic bread, isn't it?
No.
It's pronounced ciabatta.
Is it ciabatta?
Yeah, weirdly.
If you're gonna correct his pronunciations, then this is gonna be a long slog.
Ciabatta, mate. Yeah, mate. Non-stop ciabatta around my flat. Yeah.
Premium content.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've been eating so much bread to the point where it's making me feel physically ill.
Someone said in the comments that you look like you've lost weight.
Oh, that's ridiculous, because I've put on like probably about 3 stone since this whole
thing
started.
There's just some people where they can eat and it doesn't look like
I've got my skinny supermodel figure. I'm ready to hit the town. No, I've got so much weight since this started.
Yeah.
I have to edit these and I see myself just growing every week.
Tom, what have you been up to?
Not much, mate. I'm back in work now, so this is
helping the economy.
Yes. Key worker.
Yes. Yeah.
Key worker.
Well done.
Providing people with liquor.
Oh.
Any jobs going?
No, mate. It's not a hiring market at the minute.
Damn it.
Dave, what have you been up to this week?
I took Jenna out to a Mediterranean restaurant, which was lovely.
Classic.
Found out what Mediterranean food actually is.
Yeah.
I had a steak.
Overpriced.
Yeah. You know it.
Where did you go?
Olive and Thyme, which I found out is in a place called Chalton Cum Hardy, but spelt with the C-U-M.
Yeah.
Like cum.
Old English.
Yeah. Old English. Oh, is that...
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Still somewhere having a laugh.
So, what did you eat there?
I had a steak because, full play it safe, don't know my Greek food. No, my Italian food, but there wasn't much Italian. It was fish Italian.
Nice.
Like fish, but I've got to be in the mood for fish.
Not Italian fish.
Not Italian fish. I assume the steak was Spanish or something.
good assumption. Do you know what I mean? I'm with you there, mate.
When I think of steak, I think of Spain.
Do you?
Famous for its pork. And ham, sorry. How was your week, Stephen?
Thanks, Tom. Glad you're here.
Someone is.
Well, speaking of the fighting podcast, I was sat in my living room. And I lived near a bar. And I heard a bit of commotion. So I, of course, ran to the window. Good bit of entertainment. I saw a bouncer stood there. And there was 3 guys who were sort of hands over the crotch, bouncing around, you know, just fists clenched. I thought, I was going to kick off here. Mm-hmm. What I assume the problem was one of the lads, proper bad boy. Mm. He had shorts and trainers on, but his shorts had flames on. A bit like Bart Simpson. He was really kicking off at the bouncer. Yeah. He was like, I'll bang you, mate. Although he was socially distanced, it seems like at least 2 metres whilst threatening him. And then another bouncer came over. So 2 big blokes were stood there, just sort of leaning on the post, watching them, laughing, if you will. Yeah. It was so embarrassing watching them, just all mouth and obviously not actually doing anything, just walking around, walking away from them, punching their hands and walking back and saying, like, I think they went one phone call and it's bang bang, mate. He was laughing and then they're threatening to stab them and they're just laughing and then they just walked off. And later that night, after that adrenaline rush, I was watching First Dates on Channel 4 And it was an old one. And I saw at the start, a great mate of mine, Howard from Halifax, was on it. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I've not seen this yet. And obviously, after we did the video with him on YouTube, he was talking about it. He said, hey, he wouldn't do it again. So he's 53. And he went on his date. And the woman he got put with, no offence if she's watching, she's not. She was 61.
Okay.
Big.
Looked a lot like a nan.
Right.
And I thought,
it was 8 years.
Yeah, but I thought, well, it's not really fair on Howard, you know. He's a man about town. Yeah. He needs a young lady to keep up with him, I imagine. And she didn't know who he was. She's that one person. And then she, just a little bit, just, you know, not Howard's kind of lady, I imagine. But I just think the way they did the show, it was a bit muggy. Like, one of the waiters came over to the table, put on one of Howard's adverts, and was just playing it in front of him. And I was like, what are you doing?
This is a man.
I don't know.
A human man.
It's like, do the catchphrase, Howard. Come on. But I was just livid watching it, thinking, you know, this is Howard Brown.
Yeah.
He deserves a lovely lady. I think he's got one now, to be fair.
He was talking about a wedding on the
day. Yeah, he was. They were off to Dubai.
Yeah.
That could have been that nan, if she'd played the cards right. Yeah.
Pam.
And I bet he was just saying, let's meet again, to be polite, because he's that type of person.
Yeah, I won't lie. I think his bill was paid for as he kept ordering champagne.
I'd take the piss.
But just Howard, if you're watching, mate, I'm sorry for that.
Here's 20 quid. Can you come over in a minute and play my advert?
just come over and say, who gives you extra? That was my amazing week. So, what are you drinking there?
This is a delicious White Haze IPA.
Oh, yeah. Was that from Beer 52?
Courtesy of Beer 52.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sweet. Beer 52.
Na, 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 na. Hey. Free case of 8 craft.
That looks nice, that.
That's all you're getting.
That ad lib, though.
I'm not going to... Your line is yummy, yummy. Oh, I want that in my tummy.
Do I do it now? Yummy, yummy. I want it in my tummy.
Dave, can I ask what beer have you got there?
I've got a Black Mamba. It's from Budapest, this one.
Oh!
Which I believe is in Belgium.
Beer 52 are offering 8 craft beers sourced and curated from the best breweries on the planet for free.
No way.
If you were drinking then, you would have spat it out. Not because of the taste, but because of the shock. Thank you. All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover just the $5.95 postage. What a deal that is. That's a very good deal. 8 beers for less than £6. Beer 52 is one of the world's most popular craft beer discovery club with over 150,000 members. And they send a brand new case to you every month. Each month has a different theme. We're talking New Zealand, South Africa, Korea. Ooh. And all over the USA and Europe.
Nice one.
But like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
I should say Ryder Cup of great beer.
Hey.
It's Ireland again this week.
Have you? You got Ireland. I've got a Cloudberry Saison. Looks French to me. When I say www.beer52.com/Stephen, that's Stephen with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. That is beer52.com/Stephen. If dark beer's not your thing, you can simply choose the light option, and your case will come with the award-winning beer magazine Ferment. Oh, I love a read of that. And I love this one. I love a fruity beer, and this is hitting those notes.
Mine's like a milkshake in your mouth.
As opposed to in your yard with all your boys. So thank you very much for Beer 52. Please check him out. I've seen some of you tag us in it on Twitter, supporting the podcast, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
So well done to Beer 52 there. www.beer52.com/Stephen.
Can I have a taste of yours, Stephen?
Yeah, of course, mate. Get that down your gullet. So, guys, after last week's fiasco, we have new segments coming at you. Stay tuned for Stephen Prize, which will be on later. We've got Dave Raves, because he didn't do the new one.
I forgot.
And, of course, Max and Tom have swapped segments this week, so they get some more empathy for each other's work, which is what we all need in life.
Yeah, do we do?
We already have, haven't we?
That's so true.
Buried the hatchet now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Which is where he tried to push you, isn't it, Max? Water under the bridge. Anyway, today's podcast topic is hobbies. Oh, yeah.
Love hobbies.
I've written here, Tom loves cooking. Did I say that right? You actually do love cooking, as in making food, don't you, Tom?
Sure, yeah.
Passion for it. He's got one of these flicky wrists when he comes to chefing.
Yeah, practice. Kind of stays in the pan and, you know.
Yeah, obviously.
Can you, are you good at flipping a pancake?
Yeah, I can flip
Never
a pancake.
Mastered that myself.
No. Yeah?
Never mastered.
You've just got to be confident, go for it. You know, once you kind of do it a little bit, you see where it's going, just fucking go for it.
Anyway, Max.
Hello.
Can you tell me what your first hobby was?
Yes, Stephen. I can, of course. As a young boy, I was known to bandy about town with a Sega Genesis. And I think that was the first hobby I truly had. Rad.
Did you ever get close to a plug socket and stick it in instead of going around town? So what games did you have in it?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah? When I say gaming as a young child, what comes to mind?
It was like something that got me away from, you know, just the boredom of life.
Gang life.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was something to do. Life at that age. I mean, you know, we lived in a sort of rough area. Mm. There was a lot of like horrible kids around. So it was like, it was either hang out with them and they would like throw rocks at cars.
Yeah.
Or it was like, not do that and play Sonic. So I just thought, you know, Sonic's where to go.
What about you, Tom? with hoop and stick, I bet.
Yeah, I didn't really bother. I was playing outdoors, you know, we'd climb trees, we'd build dens.
Yeah.
You know, proper fucking
life.
Played cricket.
Oh,
I put my field backed onto a cricket pitch, so I used to get, you know, like £2 for a bat and a wicket kind of thing. And we used to just
spoil your own bat.
Yeah. Not quite the rough life you had, I mean.
And then we'd take those bats.
And Dave, what about you?
Yeah, I used to have a Game Boy. My brother had a 360. I never had a console myself, so I used to play on his 360 a lot.
I never had a Game Boy, but I had one of them pretend Game Boys in the baths where you used to press the buttons and the bubbles would
sing. Oh, yeah.
Hours of fun.
What about you?
I had a PS1 and I used to play Tarzan. Played that a lot.
Oh yeah, really?
So Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So the great Chris Tarrant would spend a night with me. And what else was it? Yeah, and then when I got to a certain age, probably around 8 or 9, I just played FIFA.
Got onto it.
That was it. Yeah. Mm. And then I took FIFA to the extent of, in college, when I should have been revising, I was making FIFA videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Bloody hell, okay.
Terrible. Fernando Lawson.
Are any of them still available?
I hope not. I was really good at FIFA when I was about 16, 17. I just didn't go out.
In 2015 I packed blue 99 Ronaldo. And I don't think I've cried. I actually cried.
Yeah. That's worth real money.
That was the best moment of my life.
My first football game FIFA. Was World Cup 98.
I've not played.
Graphics were unreal. Looking back at it now, it was like proper cartoon.
I'd like to play one of those old school games now, see what it was like. What I used to do was you used to be able to slide the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
the goalkeeper catches the ball, you could just nail him and get him a red card. So I used to go as the other team, get 5 red cards and get the match abandoned. And that was me winning in life for a long time. Tom, you were talking about going outside.
Yeah, I was.
What's that like?
It's shit things. Like, you used to get conkers and stuff, just climbing trees and getting conkers.
Yeah.
Used to throw a little garden tool up to the in the tree to get the conkers down. Until one day fell down and planted itself in my brother's head. So we stopped doing that.
That reminds me. I was with my dad in the park and we had like this little boomerang and he threw it and it went into a tree and it was right under the pathway. So we lived not too far away, so we went and grabbed a wrench, pretty heavy, lobbed that up, that got stuck in the tree. And he was lying in bed and he was like, oh, it's because it was a really windy night, like if that falls out the tree and hits someone, yeah, that could kill them.
Yeah.
So he just went back out there and spent ages getting this wrench and boomerang out the tree. Fair play to him.
It was doing his head in, was it?
The fact I was going to do somebody else's head in, I think. That was the worry.
I love the conker game. You just have to, like, screw, get a string, didn't you, and throw them at. Is that one?
Did you do any special things with your conker, like vinegar or...
No, I can't remember any of that. Can't say I do.
Is that where it turns them kind of rubbery?
No, it turns it like rock hard.
Yeah, and there's nail varnish.
Yeah, they can't break. Like, they can break after like ages of
time. Oh, really?
Yeah. What hobbies did you have?
My cousins used to live in an area, but behind their house was an abandoned sort of like bus...
shelter?
Graveyard sort of thing.
Bus graveyard? Wow.
Like literally like hundreds of buses.
Ooh.
So we used to play Manhunt.
Oh,
so basically, like, and I mean, there were hundreds of buses just abandoned. So you'd get like a big team, about 20 people. One person was it, the rest were hiding. And then we'd just smash all the buses up trying to find everyone. It was great.
Yeah.
Like proper violent.
Yeah.
Those days were just
dangerous,
golden.
Mate.
I think as a kid, like, maybe, you know, you could do it now, but like abandoned places.
Yeah,
like finding abandoned places and just having mental games were amazing.
Just breaking into places when you weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah, like old people's houses, stealing jewellery and stuff. Yeah.
those were the days.
We found an abandoned school. Yeah, you know, I spoke about it before,
with the crows
and stuff. Yeah. But still, it's mad. You know, you go in there and it's just like you can see what everyone left.
Yeah,
like they left. Like I have no idea why that school was abandoned, but there were still school books there.
It was a different time.
You know,
I remember when I think it was about 5 or 6. I used to just go out for the day.
Yeah,
and just be like, allowed to go out. Maybe like 6.
It's so different now.
Well, that's all you had to do, because like, I mean, obviously when I stayed in Moore once I got the PlayStation, but prior to that. You finished school and it was just like, are you playing out?
Yeah,
I'm playing out.
I got kidnapped for a week.
No plans. No
We used to go out.
No, they knew.
It used to be about a group of 10 of us, and 5 of us would set up a base in a woods, and the other 5 would have to set up base, and you had just sticks as soldiers, and you had to go conquer each other's bases. Oh, that was sick.
Did you ever play Knock a Door Run?
Yes. Oh, we call it Knock Down Ginger, where I'm from.
Why? Yeah. Fuck off.
It's awful. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought ginger. It was about gingerbread men. Because you can like punch down a gingerbread man's house or something.
Doesn't wash with me.
Yeah. But yeah, knock down ginger where I'm from. That's what we called it.
I played it once and I couldn't do it again because we did it, and there was a bus stop like a minute away. So we knocked on someone's door, ran off, sat there, and some like old woman came to her door. Hello. It's like, oh god, this, you know, it's fun, but
yeah.
No, it's some old woman.
Who's out there?
What?
Dave, is it you back on the
walls? Hearing me laughing, running off. I could never play it.
I used to play Dares. So like, only a little group of us on this estate would play Dares. The one memory I have, no, I've got two, but the one I remember is my mate just stood at the side of this busy road by a lamppost, just doing a pole dance, just looking at us and thinking this is so degrading. But me, of course, going, come on, get in.
Throwing money at him.
Of course, I'd come off worse, but the other time we did it was, we did Knock and Run. But actually, no, we didn't run. He just knocked and he had to ask for someone. But I told him the name of somebody that actually lived there.
Yeah.
So it's just the most awkward exchange.
No.
And the parents are like, how do you know our son? And then he comes back going, like, do you know what happened there?
And like, no.
And his name was Angus as well, so I think he thought, that's a wacky name.
Was Angus okay? It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't really embarrassing.
You named Angus, you can have a shit life.
Named after a steak.
Yeah. What about sports? Did you ever get into sports as a kid?
I was a bit late with sport because like I kind of played. I didn't play in school until year 7. I joined my first football team and got on the school team and that. And so, yeah, that was pretty decent.
What about?
It's been an obsession ever since. That's pretty much all I do now. FIFA.
Love
play
it.
Football.
Got the bug. What about you?
I used to do a lot of trampolining.
Oh, yeah, really?
Loved trampolining. Absolutely loved it.
At the sort of like at a place or just in your back garden?
No, just in my back garden. I used to go home and imagine that I was like a soldier again. I was running weird. And I used to pretend like I could turn into a werewolf on the trampoline. So I'd do a backflip, and then as soon as I do a backflip, that means he's changed.
Right.
And then I used to run around on the trampoline growling at everyone. My dog used to go fucking mental, but then she was the bad guy. And I'd be like trying to shoot her and shit. It was honestly, I know it sounds cringy now, but it was absolutely the best time of
not
my life.
Not cringy, just a bit mad. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
I loved
it. You could do backflips.
Backflip. I trained myself. Me and my mate, he used to like trampolining as well.
Yeah.
So we help each other out. Used to play a game called Tramp. and you have to do a move, and if they can't do it, they get the letter T, and then you've got five lies, like, till
like
tramp.
Skate sort of thing.
Yeah. And that just passes time. And I've been on a trampoline recently, and I jumped on it for 5 minutes, and I was
shakes
folded.
Your brain, doesn't it?
I was like, absolutely can't folded. Even...
Did you?
And I used to play on that for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was fucking mad.
Did you ever do the thing where someone would be bouncing in the middle, two people on the side, and then they jump in when they're about to hit, and then you
double
go really
bouncing.
High?
I was great at double bouncing people. It was amazing, just sending them flying off.
Did you just play the egg game where you used to crunch up as a
yeah,
ball?
It's dangerous, and you got, yeah.
Especially with no netting.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And when you double bounce someone like that, that's just, you know, they're
in the middle.
Gombies.
They go above your head.
Yeah.
So one time my sister was bouncing, and I had an exercise ball. I told her to bounce the other way, and as she bounced in the air, I just rolled it underneath her.
Oh no!
So she landed on it and did a backflip. Like, seriously, went the full way around and just landed in a heap. She found it funny though.
Shit.
Yeah. God, that, I can't deal with stuff like that.
So funny.
I was like the oldest on our estate, so when we had the trampoline, so all the kids used to come round. I had this game where, like, we had quite a long garden, so I'd just go from side to side with the football, and they'd all be stood up on the trampoline, and I'd just fizz it across and try and take out as many as I could. And it was really fun until the youngest kid got hit quite hard in the face, and then his mum came round, and all of a sudden I was the bad guy.
Yeah. I think these things out.
Yeah.
So when I was go through a little bit of a lull with the chicks, so I joined the badminton team.
My man.
I thought, I need some trainers.
Get this in the bud.
With a beige soul, I've got to play badminton. So I started playing badminton in, I don't know, I played it for about 5 years. But it's the strangest people. Often it's like middle-aged, bald men that play it, take it really seriously. I remember when, of course, I told Tom about badminton, and he thought he could beat me.
I didn't think I could beat
you.
You
did.
I knew you were good.
You said you could beat me.
I said,
Tom, me at badminton is like you at football. And you sort of laughed that analogy.
I didn't laugh. I expected you to beat me, but I wanted to have the game. I enjoyed the challenge. And to be honest, it's a different kind of fitness. I feel like I would have got a lot closer if we played a bit more, but we only had the one game.
We had four games in a row.
Well, on one day. Yes, and you beat me quite convincingly.
When I went to the badminton forum, we just laughed him out of there.
You fucking built this up,
mate. I've got a picture on my phone, and Max put it up now. Just Tom bent over after the fourth game, just in bits. Yeah,
it was tough.
I was doing different sports around year six. I think I did fencing. Shit at that, hated it. Did hockey as well. And there was only two lads that did hockey, so again, I thought, great chance to pick the chicks. One of the first times we were playing, this girl just whacked it, and you don't bring the stick over your hips. That's the rule. And she smacked me in the eye.
Put you off that.
Walked off crying. Because the other guy just had his pick of the ladies. No. The girl that hit me had nits as well.
So.
Fuming, guys.
Did you represent school for anything, Mike?
Badminton.
Other than badminton. Just
badminton. Year 11, badminton team. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
No one knew. Got a badminton team. Hello. That was the only time. We did inter school sports.
Yeah.
I did rugby for that.
Nice.
And it's just like, one of my best mates was on the opposite team and he was the captain. And he just went to the biggest lad on their team, just run at him. So he just goes through me like a knife through butter.
Prison rules. You go for the biggest lad.
Got a shank.
Honestly, he just blitzed me. And there was, obviously, like in, I think it was year nine, so I'm one of the smallest. And there's just these lads that are twice my height.
It's ridiculous, the people on like the football team. Yeah. It was like the tallest kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like the rugby team. I don't know if you...
I hated playing rugby. I just didn't see the point when it was like we had lads that played rugby. And they played rugby because they were fucking huge.
Yeah.
Units.
And like just... It was just a pointless exercise.
So in St. Helens, it's like the biggest sport. Yeah. And they take it so seriously. And then... So my tactic was, one of the best lads on the rugby team, so I was running with the ball, he picked me up, just lifts me off the air, dumps me down, I dropped the ball, so fuck you. I'd recently watched Green Street, so, so he comes running at me again with the ball, and I just, like, football slide tackling, but stick my arms out, referee doesn't see it, and he knocks on, which is great. I was just terrible at most sports, really bad.
I was all right at gymnastics, like stuff like that. When I was younger, I was a lot more flexible and movementable.
Well, you're good in net, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm all right in net.
So, I mean, you can see your reflexes.
He's amazing in goal.
When it comes to a big net, I'm not that good because I'm not the right height for a goalkeeper. Yeah. But when I was younger, I was quite tall for my age when I was younger. So the goals, I was quite small when I'd get into them. But now I'm, I only do well because I'm small.
I was in our school's rugby team.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
We had to go to a... there was like a big championship in Portsmouth for all the schools. So I had to go to that. And because I used to just run at people and just like... I used to read a lot of Spider-Man. There was a character in it called the Rhino that would just like charge at people and I used to love him. So I used to just do that and charge at people.
You're going to be going like that at the post.
Why's the ball not
coming?
Weren't
you quite skinny at the time?
You were really good at running as well, weren't you?
I'm not strong like all the time, but...
Right. But when you need it, you got that.
Yeah, so I used to just charge into people, like, stupidly.
Yeah.
And I got a concussion because I ran at somebody. They picked me up and threw me as I was running. I fell through the air and just hit my head on the floor.
Oh, dear.
So...
That's the game.
Yeah, that's rugby for you.
Yes,
and I never did sport from then.
Fair play.
Put you off.
What about crazies in school? Did you ever get into any of those?
Certainly fucking did.
Go on, what was the craziest that sticks out?
So when I may have mentioned this before, but when I first started...
fingering chicks. Yeah.
when I first started, it was year two, because we had gyms.
You have played on your fingers.
Don't tell your parents.
Keep going. Got to build up Tom Looney.
Dr. Cooney. Next. I was a fucking talk. Yo-yos. It was proper 90s. So that phase went away quickly. I think someone got it over the head.
Like with the tricks and stuff.
Walking the dog. The solar system kind of, people.
Oh, yeah, I had a yo-yo that lit up and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, waste of time that was, because I did it once and it broke. So that was my yo-yo career before it even fucking started.
Look at me, boys!
Did it once, got a concussion.
I could never get it back up.
Then there was Pogs.
Oh, is that with the cards?
Pegs.
No, Pogs.
With the cardboard cards.
And like Tasmanian devils and stuff on it. It's like these little plastic things, like hexagons.
Yes.
And you could fit them together.
Yes!
And you're, yes!
Yes! Yes!
I don't know.
Oh, fucking, finally.
Did you spin them? Or?
This is when I was in Spain, we used to do these. So the ones I had were square, and you would stack them up, and you put the picture face down. You'd throw your one on there. And whichever ones had the pictures facing up, you would get to keep.
Okay.
So, like, it was awful because it was like kids would pay so much.
Yeah, and you'd lose it all.
You'd lose it all in one go. Like, honestly, it was awful.
Our version of that was called Go-Go's. And it was like little figurines, and you have to flick them at each
other. Oh, is that like Crazy Bones?
Yeah, that's it. Go Crazy Bones. That is exactly it. And you get the pictures, like they're not pictures, like toys, and you get them set up, and you got to flick it. And if it knocks that one over, you get to keep it.
I feel like I've seen these adverts on, what's it called? Boomerang TV. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Boomerang. Yeah.
You see these Americans like
Go Go's.
But you never use like never see them at school. Crazy Bones.
No,
we had massive them.
Yeah, Beyblades were big.
That's surprising.
Beyblades were big, and then my shootout cards were massive in my school.
And obviously, you had the cards, didn't you? Various ones, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
Just a swap.
Yeah, they were the main crazes. Should we go to Stephen Lies?
Stephen Lies, tell me sweet little lies.
This week I'm the detective because
I'm shit.
People are just getting away with stuff. I'm sick of it. Prepare for a lot more questions. I want to see receipts. Let's go to Tom Looney.
To this day, I believe that one of my childhood hobbies was stolen by a scorpion.
Okay.
That's what you get.
So it's a 50-50 shootout this week. Go on, Dave.
I used to collect bugs and freeze them.
Right. Not buying that. Max.
To this day, I'm still devastated that I lost a Pokemon card worth £20.
Ooh.
What's your decision?
I'm going to go into depth with Dave.
Okay.
What insects do you freeze?
I used to feed whatever I could find. You know, the ones that used to turn up into a little ball? Them ones, they were my favourite, because then you could play like little flicking games with them.
You assaulted them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were going to die eventually. So what I did, going to my granddad's, because my granddad owned a massive field.
Dave, people are going to die eventually. You can't just kill them.
What?
It works the same.
I'm so sorry.
No. You should be able to... Crickets, you know, the little hopper ones. Yeah. They were a bastard to get. I got about three of them before. Yeah. Because they're so rapid.
Yeah.
I used to just collect them just because I liked bugs when I was younger. A lot younger.
Dave, how old were you when you did this?
About eight.
Yeah?
Eight until ten.
Wow.
Yeah. So you went on for a while.
And what did your parents say when they opened up the freezer? And...
Funny, actually, because I used to put them into like a little pot. And my mum used to make him shepherd's pie before he had work.
Oh,
so she used to freeze the shepherd's pie. And I used to put my little bugs into the same containers that he had.
Mm.
She didn't put the food into the same one, but he accidentally took all my bugs to work with him. Oh. And I was fuming.
I can't imagine it being the same weight, though.
No, true. But yeah, he was just as thick and picked it up.
Guess when you're in a rush.
Exactly.
It could have been, you know.
Tom.
Yeah.
Where were you when the scorpion?
I had a little hobby around the ages of 8 and 10 where I used to collect bugs. I used to make little habitats for caterpillars. You know, taking them out of their natural habitat, of course, and then build it like in butter tubs. And, you know, put a few leaves in there, sticks and kind of thing, and put them in there and cut holes and just look after them kind of thing. And I kept them outside in this little natural hole in the grass that was just on a verge at the back of the garden, so I used to keep them in there. Went out one morning to check on them, as I always did, and the lid was slightly ajar. I thought, what's happened here? This isn't good.
So.
I open it up, the bugs have gone, but you know, obviously they shouldn't really, caterpillars shouldn't be able to break out of a box.
They shouldn't.
But then running away out of the hole into it was right next to the fence, I swear to this day, was a scorpion. I saw it.
Cheeky as well.
Yeah, you know, he knew he'd been caught out. But
I've seen that expression before.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, when you see, you don't expect to see it, you know, suburban Cheadle Hume.
It's the last thing you expect to see.
So immediately I was kind of, did I really just see that?
But yeah.
The memory is as clear as ever, a scorpion ran out of the hole, ran into the bush.
So I've got to believe what you believe.
Yes, okay. But I think that's it, the box was forced open. Something had obviously got into it. There was like chew marks on, you know, again, it can't have been the caterpillars.
Could it have been the little kid that you assaulted with a ball?
Yeah, but I don't believe in coincidence. Well, I know coincidences do happen, but this seemed too coincidental that running out of the hole where I kept them, everything had been obviously disturbed. Something had taken place. Running away from the scene of the crime was a big black scorpion.
Max.
Hello.
Por qué?
Of course.
As I call you in English. But why?
Jesus Christ. I'm here for a lovely podcast.
I'm here to make...
Thank you. It's nice to have some friends.
Interlingual or bilingual quips.
I love
being with you,
mate.
And what's that a quip, as normally says. Go on, sorry, Max. What happened with... Which card was it?
So, it's my... Grandparents used to buy me Pokemon cards.
What are their names?
Well, my grandparents, Pat and Grandad Dave.
I had a granddad, step granddad Dave.
Yeah. Oh,
filthy man. Walked into me in the bath. If you're watching, like you were in the bathroom. sorry, Max. So
that was fun.
So which card was it?
It was the Abra. It was just a classic Abra.
A cobra like that.
No, it's one with the spoons.
It's a spoons guy, yeah.
Why is that worth £20?
It's not like, it's not a rare one, but they don't make them as much anymore. I don't know if you know it's about Pokemon, but it's all different now. Like, you've got the new, 300 variety. There's like ice cream cones, little buses. It's awful.
So, how old were you when you lost it?
I was about eight. I didn't lose it. I lost it in a game.
So what was the game? Just Pokemon?
Just Pokemon. You used to play it at school.
Was it shiny?
No. If it was shiny, it'd be worth way more than £20.
That's good, because they don't make Abra shinies.
I wouldn't have known.
I don't know why you're trying to get me out.
No, I'm not. I'm just... Well, I am kind of... Max, I don't know why.
So I lost it in a game.
You knew it was worth £20 at the time?
No. Like, recently I've looked it up, and it was, like, worth £20.
Okay.
And it's sort of like, well, that's devastating.
My decision is this. I know there's at least one truth out there, and I know, based on living with him for a year, that Tom... I think I've heard that story.
Useful.
Are you fucking kidding?
Actually,
I so make I up something about a fucking Abra with spoons.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't remember telling that story.
You're just as bad as me about
allergic
juice.
Fucking drinking orange juice as you're telling me you're allergic. Definitely not worse than that.
I thought mine was very convincing.
I was convinced by yours. I kind of forgot that it was a one tooth you were looking for.
I thought about the weight of bugs and shepherd's pie.
It was, my mum was quite stingy. It was a half air, half shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie is a dense meal.
Yeah. I've let myself down.
You're a dense boy.
Could have just been a little slice, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. The top just packed with bugs.
Detective Stephen has done it.
You've done it. First
try. So, guys, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Just remember previous stories that you've been told.
Well, it's kind of been gifted to you, really, there.
Well,
you did this.
Yeah.
Could have made up.
Next week, who wants to be detective? Ooh, shall I just pick?
Because I've got the planner. Yeah. You won. It's like the game.
Yeah, Max.
Not been it yet.
There you go. You can be detective next week.
Looking forward to it.
Back to hobbies. What's been your recent hobbies? What's
shagging? Had to get it in there.
Tell us more.
Nah. I've never been a reader.
More of a breeder.
Films, probably, to be fair.
Yeah.
Films,
boring.
My hobby, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I used to have a tablet and paracetamol, it was.
Just to calm you down.
Beat it.
Sorry.
I used to have it used to be called Cartoon HD. And you should be able to watch a load of films that aren't out yet, sort of thing. So when I want
to admit
legal
to that.
Streaming, like, but I don't do it anymore. But yeah, I used to watch a shitload of films, and it was great. Same as, well, you'd understand, Max.
Yeah.
Film buffs.
Yeah. Wow. It's weird because me and someone to carry the movie podcast.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Max.
Hello.
What about you?
Big Dungeons and Dragons fan.
Yeah.
Massive. Oh, I love that game so much.
Go into a bit more depth, please.
Right, so had a big group of friends at uni, big into Viking reenactments and stuff like that. Mad motherfuckers. We'd always get together and just play some lovely Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
It's good fun. Like, you need the right people to play it, though. I've been to a few, ones where you just meet random members of the public that play it.
Yeah.
And some of them are fucking...
Weird, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that.
Meet in the basement of a shop, don't you? In town?
Yeah.
How long does the game take on average?
It's as long as you want. If you got a good dungeon master, like we used to play. Yep, that's great. Yeah.
I heard a bad dungeon master.
What makes a good dungeon master?
What a mess you've made here. Do you pay the electricity bill?
Sorry, I was
going to say what makes a good dungeon.
Got to have sick banter, good imagination.
Yeah,
come up with stories, characters, stuff like that.
Tom, what about you?
I go through phases of getting really into something. It lasts 6 months and then I'm done. Like, I was collecting whiskies for a bit and getting into that. Then
in his belly.
Don't bother with that anymore. And it was beer. Yeah.
Then rum, then vodka.
I had a gin phase. I don't know, because I do play a lot of football. So I like travelling, so that's something I kind of have. I like to always have something I'm looking forward to. I put money into that. But in the meantime, in terms of what keeps me going, playing football.
Yeah.
And watching my beloved sports teams.
How about you?
Well, with me, since, when was it, school, I got into running. And then I used to run 5K every day. And I just became obsessed with that because we had a treadmill in the house. Get a rough upbringing like you, Max. Then stopped. Then I went to the gym for a bit. And then it's just been, if I don't do exercise, I become a bit of a crank.
Have you got a goal to get to? Like, do you want to be like Arnie Hench or...?
No.
You should do it where you want to run to a different country. Yeah, run to England and Scotland.
Because you were a bit of a... You were chubbier, weren't you, as a
fat
kid?
Fat child, they call it.
Is this kind of...
They, I mean, my parents.
You kind of... You just started exercising.
Yeah.
And then since then, you've been like... Yeah.
Yeah, because I realised the Bampton stuff wasn't getting any chicks.
You have got very strong thighs.
Yeah.
That explains the running, to be fair.
Yeah, had to carry my body. Yeah.
I used to be into paintballing.
Really?
I used to love paintballing.
How many times would you go?
Every birthday.
Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. Once a year.
No, like when my mate, because me and my mate used to share birthday parties. So we used to go with him, and then we went like a couple of times, like after a birthday party. I went about three times that weren't birthday parties, but I loved it. I used to watch YouTube videos on people going to paintball. Yeah. And I was like, I wish I was there.
Tears in your eyes. Happy birthday, son.
Airsoft as well. That was great. I've never done it, but it looked great. I wish I had money to go into paintballing, because you have to have.
It's not expensive, is it?
Like, no, but you get them bastards that get their own guns. You know, the double tap ones.
Yeah.
Comes out twice as fast.
Sure. I know, but some places you go, they provide it for you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the ones I went to did, but you get these special people that come in.
Yeah.
Right, thinking they're so dog's bollocks.
Wanky party. Yeah.
Because of dad. Ruining the fun again.
What's the strangest sort of hobby or thing you've done for a bit, if anything?
I used to look at my shits and compare them.
With what?
I used to find like this photo. Like there's like an online, it shows you what different kinds of shits you can have. I was very young.
Really into Julian
very
McKee.
Young. Yeah. I think it was. I bought my brother a birthday card and it showed all different types of poo. And I watched that, I saw that, and I found it funny. I got interested. And yeah, just every time I'd have a shit, just.
Compared to see what it was.
Compared to see which like category it fell under. But you can have like the machine gun poo, you know, which like comes out.
Shut up, Dave. Shut up.
It was great.
Speaking of which, I once went to this place in the Wirral where you could make candles.
Who were you with?
My sister. So you'd get just like a piece of string, pretty much, and then you dip it in the wax, and then you dip the other end in the wax, and then you put it in a colour, and that's got wax on it as well.
Right.
So... you just
about.
Keep dipping it in, out, and then you'd wipe it off, in, out. I bet the guy teaching us was getting off on it in a way. Anyway, one time...
Who needs a shag?
why is this shaped with a vein in it? What's going on here, Nigel? So one time he was doing a demonstration. Instead of, like, using his own fucking piece of string, he was using my one. Basically done half of it anyway.
Did you have to pay?
Dad was livid, yeah.
Oh, what a cunt.
He was like, what colour do you want? I said, blue, and then he was doing that. Dad was like, you can have a go now.
You ever do the
I used them as nunchucks, if you will. The pottery wheel.
Yeah, you know, where you go to like make like colour, paint in your own, like dolphins, mine were. Like dolphins, but...
What do you mean, like with the big kiln?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm picturing ghosts.
Not like a pottery wheel where it spins and it's water like on the clay.
No. It's already made. You just got to paint it.
Oh.
So just painting shit.
I never did that.
Like paint stones pots. And, yeah. Yeah, I painted like painting. A statue of a dolphin.
Hate to one up here, Dave, but I once went to this Christian place and we decorated digestives with icing. So. But the chicks there were wet.
I thought you was on about the game Soggy Biscuit.
No, someone had played that in the church.
Exactly.
Dave needs more airtime.
So, Max, you've never done a strange activity? Never fucked a plastic vagina, have you?
I was saying strange.
Fucking hell.
Get that skeleton out of your closet. God. Come on.
Hey, yeah, well, I think everyone knows.
Hey, I mean, sex toys are big business.
You know, so there's many people like that out there.
What are you on about?
They're just, you know, hungry for plastic to have fun with.
For anyone that doesn't know at home, just to explain what we're talking about.
Oh, I had a fleshlight. Yeah, I had a multiple.
Can I hear the touch one there?
The thanks, Joe. Fleshlight launch. So you put the fleshlight in. And then you just connect it, and then it sort of moves as the people move.
What'd you connect it to?
It's like Bluetooth.
It go the same beat as some songs.
Yeah. No, it's like whoever's in the video doing whatever they're doing.
Oh, really?
Just Bad Day by Daniel Pelton.
There's a lot of...
Bit of Beethoven.
And this is classy, Max. You find it.
Grunge was the best.
Everyone's doing it.
Glass of wine.
Oh. Come here often.
At the Dungeon Masters.
Are they the sort of things you can share with other people?
Story wise, yeah.
You can borrow it if you want, but I mean.
Have you cleaned it?
What sort of person would buy a second hand?
Well, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Have these two goggly eyes on it? Anyway, apologies for this podcast.
Yeah, what's going on?
Should we give them a hint of Stephen Prize? Or
yeah.
Stephen
Prize. Stephen.
There's the hint. Okay, that'll come up later. Now, let's get into the big swap between Max and Tom.
Well, that makes...
Of course, tradition is IMAX is first. So, Tom, we come to you.
So,
it's IMAX.
So I thought I'd go kind of against the grain this week and review a film. And what's more, here's the kicker, it's from 2020.
No way! Yeah.
It's fresh, it's new, and it's,
He's got some context, Max. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's actually from 2019.
Oh, lies!
But,
I thought we've already done Stephen Lies.
But it wasn't released...
Till 2020.
...on HBO to everyone until 2020, so this year.
I'm a whiz.
Yeah, so it's a Bad Education, the film based on the true story of the largest public school embezzlement in American history. So it's kind of like a proper, it's like a fraud money laundering kind of thing.
Right, fraud money laundering.
Embezzlement, yeah, not money laundering.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Take it away, Alex. I'm just going to search it.
It's going to be spoilers, so if you want to watch it and skip this for now, do so. So, stars Hugh Jackman, Alison Janney, and Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond. It's set in Village of Roslyn in Long Island, early noughties. So it tells the story of Dr. Frank Tassone and Pam Gluckin, the school administrators, who steal millions of dollars from the district over a space of 10 years.
3 out of 5 stars on The Guardian.
Yeah. It does.
Good.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. So
60%.
It's the narrative kind of plays out, and I guess obviously if you know what happens, then there's no real like twists or anything, but it's the performance.
You could say that with anything, though, couldn't you? If you know that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's dad, there is
well,
no
obviously, but it's based on a true, it's based on a true story. You all know what's happened, so it's kind of you're watching it to see. It's just like, the performance.
It's like in The Big Short, you know.
Yeah,
what's going
to
happen?
To be fair, I didn't know what happened before I watched the movie.
It's like Captain Phillips.
Fair enough. Well, if people watch the news, they may know what.
They
may know what's happened. So you know that it's going to be Frank Tassone, Hugh Jackman, at the end of it.
Yeah, okay.
And so he's a fantastic character in this. It's kind of like a bit of... what's his name? American
Gates.
Psycho. Christian Bale. Patrick Bateman,
Kathy
isn't
Bates.
It?
Kathy Bates.
And Frank, kind of a mix of that. Frank Underwood. House of Cards, you know, very polished. Do you know what? Fuck this!
No, it's you know, yeah,
trying to do an actual film review that I've put time and effort into. Yeah, so I'm going to go over the plot and then give you my. Do you know what? I'll sack this. So basically, it's a really interesting portrayal by Hugh Jackman because he's kind of a proper sociopath. You don't really get much of that to begin with. He's very guarded, but it's interesting to see how he changes when he realises that.
The kids actually go to the school then, or is it a fake school?
No, it's a real school. It really happened.
Yeah. And is he the head?
He is the superintendent of schools, and his assistant is the assistant superintendent.
Right.
So for years they were like, it was fake invoices and stuff, fake purchase orders to, and one of them was registered at his own address one knew. But yeah, it's mad. So it all comes out with, it actually came out from the school newspaper, and it was a kid that...
Imagine the kid with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking scoop you this week.
Well, the kid, it was, they were planning to build this big new Skywalk, which was going to cost ridiculous
like
amount.
From...
No, not like Skywalker, like a, you know... like
that's why he does this.
Across in the sky, connecting the school. So it was like a walkway on the top of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with glass ceiling kind of thing.
Yeah, so not like a sky... Well, you'd be a skywalker, I guess. Yeah. The remarkable thing is that he was so arrogant and so, like, well-polished. He had everyone eating out of the palm of his hand. Like, when the woman gets caught, Pam, she gets caught first. And they have a good relationship, but he proper turns on her. He doesn't speak to her again. He throws her under the bus. Yeah.
But bloody hell.
Yeah, it's
quite graphic. Yeah.
No, not
it's kind of a film, it sounds.
Metaphorical.
Yeah, it's a figure of speech, isn't it? Where you kind of.
Says Mike Wazowski's in it.
No, that's the guy who wrote it.
Oh, Mike.
He went to the school and he met him as a kid.
That's not, what I thought, Mike.
Not Mike Wazowski.
Do you know,
In my high school,
go on.
The head teacher and the assistant genuinely got, they both got sacked for this.
Yeah.
For what, really? Laundering
what?
Money. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Shit.
Swing some roundabouts.
There's 20 million over they got a long phrase.
That's what they laundered the money for.
We would have liked that. It would have been nice.
So, yeah, I'd... 5 stars.
Really?
Absolutely recommend it. It's a good film and a good script, but like I say, the performance of
Hugh Jackman
is really good in it. Like, I know he's a good actor, he's a bit of a showman, but he's
the greatest showman. Something. Oh.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Film reference.
He's he would never put down a bad performance. I'd
no,
say.
No.
Oh, Jackman.
Yeah.
So, said it was a good script, good film. 5 stars there,
I guess.
5 out of 5.
Okay, I'll get, maybe we'll go 4.5 then, because
I'm just
obviously
seeing a lot of 3-star reviews here.
If you're saying The Godfather's a 5 out of 5 film, you put in School Money Boy in the,
this well, is, you know, this the, is the original Godfather. I don't think that's, again, it's the performances that are amazing in that. I don't think there's many twists in that.
Subjective.
I think the second film,
but do you
is,
need a twist to make a good movie?
I don't know, I think it kind of plays out, and you can kind of, I don't think a good movie, well, a brilliant movie anyway, you can see the plot points coming.
Okay. Yeah, fair, yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, so I think when you can see it coming, it relies on big performances.
Yeah.
Just because you sit there like that, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I know, Michelle.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Well done, Tom.
Yeah, cheers, cheers.
So no underlining.
A movie. Oh yeah, what's the underlining
message?
I guess maybe kind of a look into the banality of sociopaths, in that this is just a greedy guy.
Who is bent out of it?
Who thinks he thinks he deserves more than he's getting.
Is that why he does it?
Teachers for you. Yeah.
Is that why he like?
I think so, because there's a good scene at the end with Ray Romano, who's puts a good little kind of supporting role. He's really good in it.
Yeah,
but he's the president of the board.
Sorry, everybody loves Ray.
Yeah. Well, he's the president of the board.
Great movie.
And he lives, he lives the life. He's in property and stuff. He's got money. He plays golf and that.
Yeah.
And I think Frank's very resentful of that.
Spencer.
Yeah,
because things keep
Frank
going wrong.
Frank Spencer is very resentful of that, you know.
Yeah,
because he went rollerblading.
Yeah,
and he falls with the fucking exit, and he's going down the stairs.
Well, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
And then Ray Romano's like, that guy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well done, Tom.
That was amazing.
I learnt about a movie there.
I did. I might even go home and watch it.
You don't need
We've
to
got
after,
football
that.
After this day.
Well, you wouldn't need to watch a movie about anything based on real life, would you, if you know what happened?
Come on, Max.
But it's interesting to see a dramatisation. Yeah.
Tom's done a review, and now I'm intrigued by it.
I don't want to carry the feud on, you know.
No, I
buried
I'm
him.
With it.
But
you did a very good job.
That was
crawl
a bit,
out his arse.
You know, you were.
Don't.
You were poking there. You were trying to.
Well, no, do you know what?
Throw me off, weren't you?
I think
you just got to be tested when you get information.
That's it. And I think you did an amazing job.
Don't shake his hand. Corona.
My Corona.
Yeah.
So we've had IMAX there. Now let's turn our heads to Dave Rose.
Dave Rose.
Everybody loves Dave Rose. I don't know what's going on there. Sorry, mate. I should point out that the jingle last week, final question, went down really well. Do you remember doing that, Tom?
What was that?
You just sang final question quite in a high pitch.
Did I?
Yeah.
Final question.
People loved it there.
Did they?
Good jingle, yeah.
That's good.
My jingle there.
So,
stay tuned.
This
for
is
that.
Dave's Raves. Dave, what's been on your mind this week?
Where do ducks go when it rains?
Oh, God, I'm going to piss myself, man.
Great question.
The other one is.
Oh, well, we're not going
to address that. I always realise that. You know, you'd see gangs in the park, and when it rains, they'd always scurry off. Yeah. It's the same with them. I wonder
exactly.
Where they go.
Shelter, I guess. In the bushes,
the ducks
in the trees.
Just sit there and take.
That's what I saw them in the lake the other day, like protecting its eggs, and one of them fucked off, but the other one didn't care. So I've always wondered, where's he going?
Just to get food.
Or where's she going?
Because one of them stays with the eggs.
Yeah. And half the body's in water anyway.
Exactly.
And they take it in turns. It's just basic nature.
I suppose.
Some things we're just not meant to know, we'll see.
We do, yeah.
They're like information about films.
Exactly.
Did you not hear IMAX this week?
I did, yeah.
I think it was very good.
That's not about you, Max.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm trying to move past it.
What else?
I was wondering it earlier, right? I had to post a letter. And when I'm walking, I always think I see a postbox.
Okay.
Right. But when I've actually got to post something, where I think it is, there is never a postbox. Do you know what
I
mean?
I'm with you, Dave.
Like, every time that I feel, oh, there's a postbox.
How often do you post things?
Never. Right, that's the thing. And that's why I always think I find postbox. I was like, there's bloody postbox everywhere.
You know what, Dave? Sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
When I had to post a letter to Santander, I was thinking, there's a postbox just there. And I imagined every street in Manchester and pictured the postbox. I was like,
exactly.
There's one there. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It took me ages to find one.
And I was like, right, it's definitely here. No. Where the fuck is this postbox gone? Because it was here last week.
Yeah.
But it obviously weren't.
Even little ones just in the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. But
Royal Mail have a map and you just, they're all on there.
So boring.
You just go on there.
Yeah, to be fair, if you went online, you could find anything.
It's like that with bins as well, I suppose. But with postbox, they're red. I've seen a gold postbox before.
The Olympics.
Olympics.
What's the one on a commercial street near the one for the bomb? Is that gold?
Don't know.
Purple.
Anyway, anything else?
No, that was it, really.
Two great points
there.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Another good segment.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
Now it's time for Stephen Prize.
Stephen Prize.
It's not that sort of vibe.
Oh, right, okay.
It's an Amazon voucher, probably. Settle ourselves. So, when I went back home 5 months ago before coronavirus, I found my year four diary. Were you peeping at
that? I'm just having a look.
Good job you can't read. I found my year four diary, which is jam packed with shit. So, just to wet your whistle here, little entry on the first day. Yesterday it was my family reunion and it was at my Auntie Ives' house. It was really loads of fun. Later we played rounders and we got beat. And that's just one day. So basically, this is Stephen Prize, and the prize will be determined by this great game I've come up with. You've got to guess the missing word from my diary entry. So, listen up, because this is about to get fun. We're going for Friday, 5th of September, 2003.
Ooh,
good
right.
day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
good
day. I remember it well.
You were four?
I was.
Here we go. Last night I was playing at my childminders and it was really hot, so I was staying in the shade for as long as I could. After that, I was rolling in the blank. What was I rolling in there? Yeah. I'll give you a clue. It wasn't Galden. So we're going to...
Was your childminder based outside?
Shut up, Tom.
Sorry.
These are my memories.
Don't use soil them.
So we're going to post this on Twitter.
Soil.
The question, Stephen Prize. What's the missing word? Put your entries there. It's Tries Podcast on Twitter. And we'll pick a winner, if there is one. And you'll get, an Amazon voucher. Probably like 25 quid. Cause,
nice one.
Yeah.
A lot of you can do.
Giving you any more.
Can rent a lot of things.
I mean, it's 25 quid.
That's every week. All right.
A recurring Amazon voucher. 25 quid a week for life.
But you will die very shortly. So there we have it. Now it's time for Tom Looney. But of course we go to Max Smith, who's taken it upon himself to give us some information.
Hello, everyone. So this week, I took
Looney! 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 Looney!
Yeah, that's it, that's me.
To contend with
madness. Down your drink, down your
proper
beard.
Proper madness, mate. That's really good, that. So, Looney!
We've got minutes to fill.
We don't.
I usually give Tom a lot of grief for using the World Wide Web to get his information. So this week I took it upon myself to try and get some info without using the internet.
Old school.
Obviously I went out with my trusty recorder. And this is what happened.
This week on Tom Looney, I left the lid on the seedy underbelly of Manchester hobbies. From knitting to stamp collecting, from podcasting to film reviewing, I thrust my peepers on them all. And fear ye not, this isn't your grandpappy's Tom Looney. This week we're throwing out the Gogglebox and going al fresco. Now, let's talk to Nobby Nobody on the street. All right, Governor, Got any hobbies to tell the folks at home?
Nordic walking.
Oh, bore off. That's fucking embarrassing. Get a fucking life. What about you, mate?
Anal leaking. Where a man's anus is leaked. Eat the poo-poo.
Do you think this is a joke? Man's out here trying to get some fresh Vox Pops, and you're coming here with poo-poo shit. What about you, fella?
Fuck off.
Yep. I realised the northern public was no place for a southern belle like me, so I decided to take this rodeo over to that great hall of facts and knowledge, the library. Surely some good old-fashioned book learning would help this little lad out. Ah, the library, the hub of information. Can you point this knowledge-hungry whiz kid in the direction of some fresh hot hobbying facts?
Sorry, we're closed.
Fuming, fucking fuming. I demand to speak to your boss.
Good evening, I'm Boris Johnson.
What's up, BJ? I'm looking for some sweet facts, and this Jobsworth is getting in the way of my quest for learning.
Peak.
Innit, bruv? Look, I need your help to finish Tom Looney without Google.
I know I speak for the whole country when I say your heroic efforts have lifted the spirits of the entire nation.
Bless you. I'm bored of this segment now. Bye. Anything to say to Tom?
Tom, we wish you a very happy 100th birthday.
With all due respect, and don't take this the wrong way, but yeah. you didn't tell us anything about... You didn't give us a loony take on the week.
I mean, I've got information
that
here.
That was a loony take on the week, though. What was the stuff about stamps and podcasts?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I've been... I was looking for such information out in the streets, but, these people aren't giving me anything.
But you've got some here.
I've got some here today.
We didn't need you working out.
Well, no, that's just to show, this whole...
The effort you put in.
This whole bit was to show that I have tried to do it in my own way. And I've realised that it won't work. Wow. The internet is the only way, the only place to get information nowadays.
Fair enough, mate.
So I wanted to apologise to Tom.
It's great that you've now got, some newfound compassion for
Tom,
he's had to put up with.
Today I'm eating humble pie,
Do you want to give us a fact?
It's just something I just copied and pasted off of Google. tape art.
You've got hyperlinks in them all. It's just some bits are in blue.
It's
all different fonts.
Tape art is when you get like a cassette tape.
Yeah.
You pull all the tape out. You can just make some art with that.
Oh, tape art.
Tape art, yeah.
Sorry.
Like Art Attack.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Train spotting. Bit weird.
I once bumped into a young lad that was a keen train spotter at Wigan Northwestern.
Popular hobby.
Really?
He was taking his trenches on a Nintendo DS.
That was more about train spotting.
Train spotters basically collect seeing certain types. So you track trains and stuff, copy the numbers down.
There's some doing it at Wigan. It's a Northern Rail train.
It's a good place to do it. You've got two stations, haven't you?
Yeah, you have to pay to get down to the mall gate.
Do you?
Yeah. Barriers right at the front.
These people know a few tricks, don't they? They probably know people.
There was a news article a few years ago about plane spotting, and a lot of people were arrested because one of the planes that they were taking photos off and spotting was like
Force One.
It was off to Epstein Island.
That's it, yeah. Extreme ironing.
Yeah.
Ironing in crazy locations in the world, on a mountain or
underwater. Wow, yeah. Where do they plug it into?
I think I assume the irons are just sort of self-powered.
Solar panels.
Well, yeah, it's because, it would have to be because they're doing it, 40 miles underwater.
A lot of assumptions going on here, Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that was Tom Looney.
Looney.
So next week, you'll take your own segments back.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll just treat each other with, kindness and love.
Put it to the max, we ready?
Yes!
This is from Louis Johnson.
Louis Johnson.
He's from British Columbia.
More like Gooey Johnson. Name of one of your cooking videos.
Canada.
Cool back.
British Columbia.
Hi, Stephen, Dave, Tom and Max. I'm John from British...
What do you make of that, Max?
I don't care.
From British Columbia, Canada. Father of four. My family is very divided, much like this podcast.
What?
For the same reasons, apparently. My two children are fans of IMAX and Tom Looney, respectively. My wife is a fan of Stephen Lies. However, I'm a fan of the one true segment, Dave Raves. How do I get my stupid family to join the raucous raves of Dave? Thanks from John. So,
what a
Dave.
Nice guy. Well, I don't really understand what the question was.
I just got he's a big fan of Dave Braves.
Yeah, probably take this one.
Oh, I'll take it then. Yeah. Look, the great thing about this podcast is it appeals to different people.
Exactly.
Of course, Stephen Lies appeals to women, you know, finding out who's the deviant amongst us. That's just me, you know. Tom's appealing to one of your children. And so is Max.
Women love Tom Looney.
So again, it's just different people have different needs, and we are covering all of them here, as your family is a testament to.
Because realistically, you know, we should be happy that different people are like, you know,
yeah, of course,
point of views.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be a.
And I looked at the voting again. Yeah, you can still vote. And it's got closer.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
66.34.
Yeah, I saw that.
I guess we've got to probably take some of the blame for the fact that people feel divided for liking different segments.
Yeah.
And really, it's, you know, it's the podcast as a whole.
I think it just shows the beauty of the world, you know? Yeah. Everyone's different. If everyone was the same, it'd be boring.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, although Minions is fun. Seen that film?
Yeah, it's great.
You haven't seen that film?
No, I've not seen Minion.
Got yourself a film review. You don't watch Minions, mate. Come on.
You watch good movies.
What was the last film you watched?
Ocean's 8.
You not watched a film since then?
No, then.
Man be slacking, okay?
Yeah.
Watch it.
I've been busy this week.
Not really into films.
Can't be bothered, mate. Boring, man.
Can we have another put it to the Max?
Yeah. Dear Stephen, Max, Tom, Dave and the hardened criminal Joe McGrath.
We have to clap.
We've got a gun on us. Please call me Max, as it's the only name I feel is masculine enough to fit my sexual position. And I've been dating a girl for around 3 months pre-lockdown. Whilst only being together a short period, she has already become more sexually demanding than any of my previous partners. This is something I'm more than happy about, and when she started suggesting a threesome with one of her female friends, I was keen. However, she then made it clear that this was something she would only consider if we were to also have a threesome with one of her male friends, something I was not as keen on.
Oh.
Whilst her ultimatum sounds fair, it's important to note she is bisexual, whereas I'm about as gay as Max is allowed. Max is allowed within a mile of Pets at Home. Not.
Go back, James and Max.
So basically, she would gain pleasure from sleeping with another woman, while I would not from sleeping with another man. Now, I did what the obvious thing was to do, and reject the proposal. Not mention it again, however, hating the fact that she now thought I was selfish and had double standards about male and female promiscuity. Basically, is he justified in knocking it on the head for the reasons he's explained, or is he being a bit sexist and a bit of a twat?
Great advice, if you don't mind, Max.
Go on.
So have the threesome with the two women, and then do what my mate does, and just let the guy shag his girlfriend.
Just wank in the corner.
Tom Cookie, oh, mate.
I missed what you said.
Did you say yeah, yeah?
Yes!
I did that to get just a little bit. Oh. Maybe just do that once. That's all we need.
Now I see.
Very nice. And that's all you need.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you,
Malachi,
for coming in there. Oh, Dave. Let's start again.
We can talk about naval fluff collecting.
Oh, God.
So, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. We tried hobbies this week, and it was great.
It was good.
Apologies for myself. I may have been on one, but, you know, we have fun.
We do.
Should be apologising to you all as well.
No, that's all right. I enjoyed it.
Well done on your segments. Fantastic.
Thank you. Cheers.
Don't, you're the sound of Joe Waxman in the background. Sorry, you want to bring the cactus in, Max. Anyway, thank you for watching. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you very much.
Max Cheers. Smith.
Thank you, guys.
Tom Cooney, Joe McGrath. I'll see you next week. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.